Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Terry. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I this time of the year, I get mixed feelings because we get these 65, 70-degree days, and I want to be on my patio with a glass of wine grilling. But then we get these 40, 50 with the 20s at night, and I know it's making ice. I winterized my boat. I'm ready to get my ice fishing ready to go.
Yep, I'm excited, too. Got the batteries charged on all my electronics and put a new line on reels.
You told me during the break that you heard Red Feathers is building ice, maybe?
Yeah. Well, there's the redfeatherlakes.net where you can watch remote a lake and see the weather, see the ice, see how much wind is blowing. And it's been 3 days that I've been watching it. The ice has stayed put.
Well, that bodes well. And usually around Thanksgiving, we can head up there. Now, just a reminder to people, if you're heading up there, Westlake had a parasite problem. They didn't stock it very much this year.
Right.
I'm sure there's some holdover fish, but it's probably not going to be the best. But Dowdy was well stocked, and that would give people a great opportunity to go up and catch some trout.
Yes, Dowdy's a great place to go. Plenty of fish. And there'll still be fish in Westlake because early in the year they stocked a lot. And then you also have Bel Air that you got to hike into, not too far up a little hill. And that can be a lot of fun with less people than Dowdy.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the fishing department here. Last year, well, first of all, electronics. We heard Brian Brosdahl talking about what's happened with the electronics. Do you sell those types of electronics here?
We do. As far as side imaging, forward imaging, we've got the Panoptics from Garmin. But then we also have the Hummingbirds. We don't have any of their newest with all the down imaging, side imaging, forward imaging other than the Helix 5 right now. We're waiting on some other stuff to come in because things are still running slow.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I'm talking around the country, the ice fishing gear. I'm talking to people saying they're getting 40-50% of what they might have got in a regular year. They're going to get more. It's coming in, but it might be later in the year. If you're going to get out ice fishing, you probably should be in picking out your gear right now, right?
You should. Don't put it off. Don't wait for the sales because everything's going to be gone. There's not going to be a whole lot of end-of-the-year sales, probably.
What kind of ice fishing gear do you guys carry at Jack's?
We carry, as far as brands go, Berkeley, Pure Fish, Ugly Stick. Then we have the 13 Fishing, so the Free Fall Reels, the Tickle Sticks, the Demons, the Omens. So a lot of 13 Fishing. I really like the Free Falls. I've started using those. They're fun to use, especially when you're watching your electronics with the trigger on there where you can just stop it on a dime.
Now, for people that don't know, that's an inline reel.
Correct.
It looks almost like a fly reel, but it's got a little more mechanics on it.
Right, yeah. They've put a bait caster with a fly reel.
Yeah, it's kind of what it is. And the original technology was the fact that spinning rods, no matter how careful you are, put some twist in your line. And we find out that the twist can affect the ice fishing.
It can.
And so now with these free-falling reels, you have quite a selection. What's the price range on those?
They start at $40, and for the free-fall XL, go up to $110.
And then you prepare those. How much would a typical? You've got some pretty good ice fishing rods. What kind of price range on those?
If you are using the free-fall and you're crappie fishing, I really like the tickle sticks. It's got the flat tip. So you don't need to put a spring bobber on there. You can just watch that tip, and it's super sensitive, and you can see it tapping when the fish is just starting to play with it.
Just it. When they breathe on it,
it
moves, right?
Yes, you can see it move.
Yeah. So now, what about the beginner that maybe doesn't want to create, isn't ready to get into that advanced? They may have a spinning reel they can use, or they may want to buy a spinning, less expensive spinning reel combo, although those can get very high-end and precise, too. What kind of price ranges are you talking about? If I want to come in, I want some ice fishing rods, what am I going to have to spend, and what can I spend?
We have Eagle Claws starting at, with the rod and the reel, starting at $12.99.
Wow.
So you don't have to spend a whole lot of money. You can get a hand auger for $50. You can get a combo for $13. Spend about $15 on jigs and a couple dollars on some bait. And
take a bucket and you're out there.
Go.
Yeah.
You're ready to go for $100.
I want to talk about the hand auger because I sold my gas auger. If I get another power auger, and I probably will, it's going to be electric. I just love those. I got tired of the gas spilling and no matter what you did and all that. But they work. They're great. I fished one for a million years. And if I'm going up to Granby for big lake trout, if I'm going out to 11 Mile for big pike, I probably want a there's going to be deeper ice and I want a bigger hole. But if you take a 6-inch hand auger, and I think you have those here in the store.
We do.
A 6-inch hand auger cuts half the surface area of an 8-inch. And I can catch any trout virtually on the front range or even a walleye and get it through a 6-inch hole. Now, there's times an 8-inch might be better, but you take, it's light, it's easy to carry. You're not afraid to move around on the ice and drill a few more holes. And a sharp 6-inch auger will cut almost as fast as a power auger. There's not a lot of effort. And what a great way to get started. And then you can decide as you go and get more advanced whether you want to get into a gas or a propane or an electric auger.
Right. Hand augers are easy. You just need to, like you said, keep the blades sharp, take care of them. Don't bang them around. Don't throw them around.
Do you sell extra blades?
We do.
Because the one thing I'll tell you, if you're heading up like the Georgetown where the dust blows on there, you're going to wear out a pair of blades in one day.
It can happen quickly.
Yeah. Now, do you guys have any service that can sharpen them, or do they have to take care of that on their own?
They need to take care of it on their own. There's some different guys around town up here. Every town's got some sharpening guys, but you just need to make sure they know how to do it right.
One of the worst things is somebody sharpens their own hand auger instead of buying new blades, and then they go out to drill, and you end up with one of two things, Dave. You end up with a blade that won't grab, and you have three guys pushing down while one guy turns the handle, or you get one that grabs so much you can't turn it, and you got one guy pushing down and three guys turning the handle.
Right.
So sharp blades, buy two sets of blades.
Yes.
Real quick, while we got a couple minutes left, tell me some of the other stuff you have in the department that people looking for ice fishing gear. You got a lot of jigs and lures.
We have Northland lures, Rapala, Normark, Iowa custom jig and spin, and variety of other stuff. We carry Eskimo, so Eskimo ice huts, sled type fold over, pop-ups, and as far as augers go, Strike Master, which we're waiting on, and then Eskimo augers. The pistol bit is very popular. You can put that on your high powered drill. And those are super light, easy to use. So if you just already have a really good Milwaukee or DeWalt drill, you can get that pistol bit and put that on your drill and you're ready to go.
A lot of ice fishermen just are adamant that they have to have live bait. And I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But you have a lot of live bait for ice fishermen.
Yes. Yeah, we carry minnows. We carry regular night crawlers, mealworms, wax worms. Later on in the season, we'll have spikes. People love those for their panfish.
And trout, too. They're really good for trout, too, in the right applications.
Yes.
I personally don't use a lot of live bait, although there's times when you need it, and then I just borrow it from the guy I'm fishing with so I don't have to take care of it. But I use a lot of the gulp and little jars. I just find it so effective. You guys have a lot of that.
We do. We've got all the little jars of gulp and power bait. From Pure Fish, Berkeley. And it's nice and easy. Don't have to worry about it freezing. Don't have to worry about it getting too hot. And it's ready to go.
We're out of time, but I think the message is you're pretty well stocked right now.
We're doing good.
But I wouldn't wait because things aren't just pouring in.
Right.
All right, Dave, thank you so much. When can people come and talk to you? I know you came in just to do the show today.
I will be here tomorrow. No, I will not be here tomorrow.
Taking another day off.
I'm working Tuesday through Saturday, but everybody in our department fishes. They all ice fish.
I know. I talked to them yesterday. They all loved it.
Yep. They all know what they're doing. So you can talk to anybody.
Thanks for joining us today, Dave.